good afternoon. And it is a beautiful afternoon. We got a little spring back. Where I come from, they call it a false spring. Because now it's going to get nice and warm. Everybody's going to get happy. Do like I do. Take out your golf clubs. And then it'll snow.
Oh, I know.
Well, we're happy to be here. We got Matt on the control board, as always. And, of course, the velvet voice of Christine. How are you today?
The velvet voice.
Oh, yeah.
That's
you
like
got beautiful
Mount Torme.
Voice. That's right. Now, you can only sing and write music like
boy,
he could,
yeah.
We'd be
the
all
velvet
set.
Velvet Fog. I think that's
velvet
what they used
fog,
to call
right.
old Mel Torme.
Great musician.
Is Mel Torme still alive?
I don't believe so.
Hmm. I know. You know, it's usually this way, isn't it? When whenever they have these like magazine pieces, or you'll see like on the Academy Awards where they talk about the people who have left us over the last year.
Yeah, he left.
And it's, well, it's amazing because you really forget sometimes, you know, who is still with us and who isn't. And it's a rude awakening, you know, when you see things like that. Oh, gee, I'd forgotten that person.
He had a funny story about the Christmas song. You know, chestnuts roasting on an open
mm-hmm.
fire.
Oh, yeah. That's very nice.
Yeah, that was he and his writer were down in Arizona, uh-huh. and it was in August.
Yes.
And they were sitting out in the patio, and they were really hot, just warm.
Mm-hmm.
And kiddingly, the writer said, "Think cold." And they put that whole song together in about 2 hours.
No kidding.
I don't think they ever retouched it up. They just put it together. And, of course, it's probably one of the biggest songs written, or not written, but bought in the country,
uh-huh.
you know?
Oh, sure, and played.
Well, it was in the middle of the summer.
Places.
Yeah.
I think a lot of great music has been done that way, hasn't it? Just first time through.
First time through.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, St. Patty's Day is coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
Our number here is 1-708-493-1530. And anybody that calls in today, we're going to call you Patty anyway. So we don't care what your real name is, but you're Pat.
But, as luck would have it...
We have a Pat.
We have a Pat who's...
But we're not saying who it is. So...
Very good, and we'll probably have some prizes within the next couple of weeks that we're going to be giving away.
Yeah. Dinners and so forth,
Dinners and perhaps tickets for different events,
mm-hmm.
so people want to listen in for that.
Right.
And today, of course, we have several people who are going to be calling in, so that'll be, we'll leave them for you to hear
They
do call in.
Can't use their name.
No. But next week, just a little reminder, you will see this in our newspaper, which is coming out on Friday. Paul Birch, owner of Birch Optical, will be with us next week
mm-hmm.
talking about care of your eyes and the newest fashions in the eyewear field. So that'll be kind of interesting. Bosley, King of the Canines, will be on next week as well.
He was supposed to be here this week,
mm-hmm.
but they had a death in the family or something
yes,
happened,
uh-huh.
and Bosley decided not to come on.
Yes, right. But next week he'll be back with us. And then, of course, another bit of our ethnic Chicago. So it's going to kind of be something we do on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's fun.
Because Chicago, of course, is a myriad of ethnic groups. Probably every ethnic group in the world is here in Chicago.
I think just about every ethnic group in the world is here.
Yes, I would say so. And I'll tell you, this is one of the finest ethnic restaurants in not only in the Chicago area, but probably anywhere to be found in the U.S. The White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant, a Shabillo family tradition for over 60 years now. They've been offering the highest quality of food, service, and value. They are offering... of course, banquet facilities for 40 to 1,000 people. We heard from Father Rogue when he was with us last week.
I heard Matt's going to throw a dinner over there for 1,000 people.
Well, sure, when Matt...
Yeah, he's just going to have a few of his friends.
When Matt gets married. Father Rogue was telling us when he had his Golden Jubilee, there were actually more than 1,000, so I think they can combine the rooms, too. But they offer customized menus, full package plans, private bridal and meeting rooms, 5 acres of parking, which is wonderful because so many places don't offer that. So for any type of function, showers, luncheons, corporate events, dinner dances, all occasion parties, trade shows, check them out online. www.thewhiteeagle.com, and you can view also their photo gallery and menu. They're having their annual Easter Sunday brunch on April the 8th, and you want to sign up early for that because it does fill in quickly. Adults, $19. Children, half price if they're between 3 and 12 years old. That's the White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant, 847-647-0660. That's 847-647-0660. And, of course, they're located in Niles at 6839 North Milwaukee Avenue, the White Eagle. Don't forget their Easter brunch, though. That's important to sign up for.
Yes. That is a nice brunch.
Yeah, and you can have your whole family at one big table.
Sure.
So that's a nice way to get away from cooking and
very
have
good.
Them do it for you.
So we've got basketball's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
This the big tournament. In the meantime, we can watch. We've been watching television, having a few chuckles. All of the politicians are out there about a year and a half too early, trying to rip each other up, so it's been fun. It's too bad it's such a serious problem, but it is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking the other night. I'm neither Republican nor Democrat. I think everybody, this business of, what am I, a conservative versus a liberal, I think you ought to sit down someday and think about it. You've probably done five or six things that are liberal. You've probably done five or six things that are conservative. So what are you? How about a human being? How about a guy that wants to go vote? And that would be fun. But then you'd have to have somebody that would step up there and say, I'm running for president, not because I'm short, tall, overweight, this and that. No, I'm running there because I really believe I can make a good president. This is a $7 trillion plus business.
Mm-hmm.
And I read this week, I couldn't believe it. You know, it just keeps going down. It's funny. They're afraid that one of the guys that is running is not black enough.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wait a minute. How about they ask some stupid questions like, can he cut the job? Does he know where Washington is? You know, will he be good? No, they don't ask those. They're just worried about his complexion.
Yeah.
You know? It's really fun to watch these people. Of course, in Chicago, it's a little bit different here because it's closer to home. And I say I'm not Republican or Democrat, but I almost got the feeling that there are more spotted owls than there are Republicans in Illinois. So who are you going to pick on? You're going to pick on the guy who's sitting there, and he happens to be a Democrat. I mean, everybody rushed out, and they got that county. Boy, they wanted to get him in, and he thanked everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's now chopped back everything there is, and, of course, he's put a lot of his own people in. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Not much.
No, because you only got one single party, too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have people that are fighting with outside the party that might fight harder. Now, the governor's come up with a great idea. I don't know how many billions it's going to cost. I know business is already upset. All kinds of people are saying this is a ridiculous thing. Maybe he'll pull it off. Maybe he knows something that the rest of us don't know. But that's going to make taxes rise up. And, of course, we have the Olympics. And this is a new little trick that our friends in politics are doing. If you don't like it, you're either un-American or you're a bad person. Or you have no right to not like it.
Mm-hmm.
The Olympics, a good thing. Well, you know, I always said I feel the Olympics nowadays are more or less a money-making deal. It's a big, big money thing. It's got nothing to do with some kids out there running their gut out. No, it's got to do with condominiums and stadiums and all kinds of good stuff. Now, in the beginning, we're going to get the Olympics, but it's not going to cost anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're up to, all we need is $500 million, which we'll get from the people. But don't worry, because we'll never use it. Well, if we're not going to use it, then don't even mention it.
Right. Yeah, there's a possibility there.
If once anybody in government says there's a wild possibility, it'll never happen, bet on it.
That's like paying off your credit card and saying I'll never use it again unless you cut it up.
Bet on it. Bet on it. You're going to do it.
Yeah.
So
I actually heard one of the aldermen, I don't know which one it was actually, who said right on television the other night, well, you know, I almost had to vote for it because it's so popular.
Yeah.
It's a popular thing.
You couldn't have voted for it because it might have been good or bad for the people.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, gee, I don't like the Olympics, well, you're a bad guy.
Right, and that's what really what he was saying.
You know, mm-hmm. if you don't like something and you're against the flow,
yes.
Hey, you're a bad guy. You're an American. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we got to get back to, come on, let's be realistic.
Yeah.
When the Olympics started, I am one of the people who will tell you, I don't really like the Olympics that much these days. I used to like it, but now they bring in the professional ball players and all this kind of thing. That never was really what it was all about. Now it's just turn a buck, turn a dollar. And, you know, make sure we win to look good so we get more dollars. Mm. But,
when did they start?
If I say I don't like it, I am a bad guy.
Mm. When is it that they started bringing professional athletes in?
Well, I of course, don't there's remember. This... Maybe 20, 30, 20 years ago, maybe?
Well, of course, I think the Russians had started it way back when they had their state-sponsored athletics.
Yeah.
And therefore people considered the yeah. athletes to be professionals.
I was in the Air Force. I did a TDY down in Washington for 90 days.
Mm-hmm. And, what's a TDY? Is
that it's like a temporary duty situation. You went to do a specific thing. Well, anyway, they happened to have the greatest football team in the Air Force. And all of these guys had assignments. But you know what they did from, let's say, end of August till October?
What?
They worked out 8 hours a day. They didn't do what they used to do in the middle of winter,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and they had the boxing teams and all these kind of things that are good. But people say, well, gee, you know, these other countries had professionals. We did, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're going to be honest about it, we had them, too. So, but now they bring in a team like... these boys that are making $3-4 million a year.
Sure.
Yeah, that is the upper echelon of professionals.
Well, the entire Bulls basketball team won.
And they still couldn't win. They still lost.
I think they were beaten by Luxembourg.
Yeah, somebody knocked them off that shouldn't have been there.
Maybe there is justice after all in the world. That the little guy can still survive.
But anyway, that's... I just go back for a second. I get a big kick out of Illinois now. They can't blame any of this on Bush either. They're really in trouble. Because you got a Democratic governor, and if he does it wrong, it's his fault. You got a Democratic county, which I think they should dissolve, break it up, and put it all back into the communities. But whatever goes there, there's only one guy you can point at, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. It'll be more taxes, though. I guarantee you that. Somehow or another, there's going to be more taxes. And about talking about taxes, by the way, does anybody know when the mail goes up to 41 cents?
No.
The bill is passed. Everything is ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go to 41 cents.
I don't know that even the postal employees know exactly, or at least they're not releasing that information.
You talk about those people. You're pushing hard that they would know 41 cents a ticket. They don't know. They're not told anything. They just do their job.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So,
I was in the post office the other day, and somebody was inquiring, and they seemed not to know when it was
going
to happen.
Well, it's going to 41 cents.
Hmm.
That's a lot of money for a letter.
Well, we seem to get increased every couple of years.
Yeah, well, I think we've got to get off the idea. The only way to solve a problem is to pour more money into it. Sometimes you got to solve a problem, but it's not going to be just take more cash. It's going to take somebody to redesign, redo something in order to make it work better.
Right.
Not just, well, throw another $10 billion into it, it'll work. You know?
Well, yeah, it's never the answer just to keep...
Not normally.
I mean,
not normally.
There hospitals are famous for that historically, that, you know, never wanting to see how they might be able to improve their financial situation through any other means other than just raising prices.
How many beds do we have? That's how much we're going to jack it.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Yeah.
So you don't have to improve the situation, which means I know in business, which doesn't relate at all to politics, but in business, you know, you don't, you can't stay level. You either go up or down.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Getting on my soapbox.
Going up or down on exercise equipment is what I ought
good.
To be doing very quickly here.
But I got somebody just calling in here. Pat.
Fred. Pat. How are you? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, it's Happy St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's Pat today.
Okay.
So I don't know what your name is.
That's my real name.
Hello, Pat.
My name was Ryan. You don't get more Irish than that, Fred.
Happy caught you, everyone, right out of the old salt.
Oh, listen to you. I'm telling you.
Well, I came from Boston, you know.
All right.
Well, you know, when we were there, St. Patrick's Day was 3 days long. One day to get ready, one day to have it, and the next day to get over it.
You got it. I laugh when you tell people from Boston. We listen to you talk. We know you're from Boston, you know. So, you know, it's been so much fun, Fred, to see other groups celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Last Sunday, I was at the Norwegian Lodge, and they had their St. Patrick's Day party at Harrington's on Central Avenue with the corned beef and cabbage. And then the Polish Roman Catholic Union, every year they have a big St. Patrick's Day party with corned beef and cabbage. So it's kind of fun to see all the ethnic groups join in, you know?
Yeah. Well, they say everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
When they're celebrating it, right?
Right. There's a lot of wonderful things coming up, too. But I'd like to start off by saying how wonderful the parade committee is in Chicago here, the Plumbers Union, Jim Sullivan, Bob Ryan, and Patty Faden. They do a fantastic job. And the queen this year is Julie Ann Vincey, and she is a doctor, and she donates time for charity. She's a wonderful, beautiful person.
She's a very interesting story. I've read about her.
Yes.
And it's really interesting. And by the way, we are putting her on our front page through the help of you and the good treasurer.
Mia Pappas,
Yes.
Certainly.
And they'll be on the front page of both our papers this time.
Yeah. The treasurer did honor, presented with flowers and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a very sweet, humble person. And her mother's from Ireland and her father's Hungarian. Kind of interesting. So we have a beautiful queen and her court is just wonderful, too. And there are so many things going on. Of course, we can't forget that on St. Patrick's Day, they do dye the river green. And then they start the day with a wonderful mass at Old St. Pat's. Everybody's welcome to that. And what's kind of special this year, too, is we can see the parade from Ireland, live from Dublin.
Really?
On St. Patrick's Day, you go to www.allcladdagh.com. And you can actually see it from Dublin. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I want to say that again.
Gave me that information.
Give us that number again, please.
All right. www.allcladdagh.com.
And in this country, or rather in Chicago here, when does the parade start here? Do you know?
Oh, they've been going on for weeks. We have all kinds of parades all over.
I know. I mean the big one.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's... You know, Naperville has one on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have one in the Quad Cities, and they have one in Rockford and Peoria. Elmhurst, of course. And then they have the Southside Parade last Sunday, which is a wonderful one.
They said it was great success.
Yeah. And St. Charles and Forest Park had theirs already, and the north side of Chicago had theirs. And of course, the big one this Saturday is the one downtown. And also, I would...
When does that start, Pat? The one downtown? Do you know what time it starts?
I think 10:30. I'm sorry, Fred.
Okay, no problem.
I had it.
You caught me off guard on that one. We don't talk before these shows, so sometimes I ask the wrong question.
That's okay. It's a good question. And I'll find out and I'll call back, okay?
Okay.
And then also on Channel 11 on St. Patrick's Day, they have a program about the Celtic Women's Concert. Then they also have another program, Visions of Ireland, where you can, like, you're visiting Ireland, which is really wonderful.
There's
things going on all day. Now, for example, the wonderful Gaelic Park down at 147th Street in Oak Forest, they have events going on. And most of all, the Irish American Heritage Center, they have events Friday night, all day Saturday, and even Sunday. And families are welcome. They have beautiful things going on there. And of course, a lot of the churches have been having an Irish family mass with reception. St. Fabian's in Bridgeview is having theirs tonight. St. Juliana's had theirs already, and they've had one in Beverly and many other churches, which is great.
Well, Pat, now we know you must work for somebody, and you may want to tell us who you are, because nobody I know would have all that scheduling, except for you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, my name is Pat Michalski, and I'm assistant to Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas.
And a wonderful woman, let me add.
Oh, she's fantastic. She does a great
job.
No,
I'm talking about you, Pat.
Oh, thank you.
You're a wonderful woman.
I'm talking about my boss. She does
you
a
do
great
a tremendous job
thank
for
you.
This community. You've helped so many people.
Thank
especially
you,
in the ethnic grouping where, you know, it's so difficult for these people when they come over to learn the new ways and so forth.
Yes.
And you've just been doing this job endlessly.
It's my privilege and honor. I've done it for 3 mayors and 2 governors. Now I'm with Maria. And it's just been a real privilege. I've met some fabulous people.
I could get tired, exhausted, watching you work. Really?
I'd like to also mention tomorrow at the Daily Center, they're doing the flag raising. They have a beautiful Irish program. And then on Friday, they have a wonderful program, Thursday and Friday at the Daily Center.
Very good.
Yeah. And the day of the parade, the Mercy Home has a big event at the Hilton Hotel. And it's this Mercy Home is a wonderful place. They do great work with troubled teenagers.
Mm.
And then on Friday night, the Irish Fellowship has their annual dinner at the Hilton. And then the Young Irish Fellowship, they have a fantastic event at Navy Pier. And they have donated thousands and thousands of dollars to charity. This year, the theme is Forever Green, and they'll benefit the Special Olympics. Then also at the Vic Theater for young people, the Irish group from Ireland, we're really good, called the Saw Doctors will be there. Then there's a party at Eagle Hall in Berwyn.
So I guess what you're saying is no matter where you are in Chicago,
or
really,
anywhere.
In any day or most any hour, you can find some great Irish things going on.
And even too in the suburbs, there's a concert at the Metropolis in Arlington Heights, and then there's a Celtic program at the College of DuPage on Saturday also. And of course, a lot of their restaurants have events. Now, the Emerald Loop is at Wabash and Lake. It's a very Irish, wonderful place there downtown.
Uh-huh.
Then Abbey's Pub on Elston Avenue on St. Patrick's Day. They start 8 o'clock in the morning. Then the bus will take them downtown to the parade. Then come back to the Abbey's and celebrate some more. Of course, O'Brien's on Wells Street.
Yeah.
They donate the proceeds for the day to Mercy Home, which is wonderful.
Great.
And the Fitzgeralds over in the Roosevelt area, they're having the Dooley Brothers. And the Carey Pipers are in Willowbrook. McNally's in St. Charles got events going all day, too.
I think it'd be easier if they just have all the people from Ireland come over here. Because there's probably a heck of a lot more going on here than there is over there.
Well, people have said that. We celebrate more here than there. I think in Ireland, it's more of a religious family holiday. I think they go to church and kind of go home. But now they mentioned about this parade. That's going to be interesting. And I mentioned about the Irish Heritage Center. I cannot say enough about this wonderful, wonderful center. It's a real cultural center. Families are welcome. And they have a marvelous library and a genealogy department. They have all kinds of lessons, dancing and music and language lessons. I could go on and on. And the prices are always very, very reasonable. And it's just a beautiful place. And it's all been built with donated labor and donations financially. It's really a wonderful place. So I can't say enough. It's at 4626 North Knox. There's stuff going there all year long. I get there almost every week because there's some interesting things going on, you know.
Pat, so, I have a question for
you.
Yes,
how are you doing?
Fine, how are you doing?
Great,
and I'm listening
you.
Here with just unbelievable because so many things that you get involved with personally. And I wanted two things to say. First of all, I wanted to thank you, and Fred and I both wanted to thank you for all of your help in connecting us with these different ethnic organizations, because we've started a new series on our program here, you might have noticed, called Ethnic Chicago.
Right, it's wonderful.
And
great
I'll tell
idea.
You, we could not have done it without your help, and we really appreciated that. And we've given you credit whenever we bring different
my pleasure.
People on. And also, so if people, because there were so many different events you just mentioned, if somebody wanted to obtain specific information about one of these, is there some place maybe that they could call to
find
out?
Well, I think anything that we mentioned, you could look on the computer or call information, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to help, too, if you want me to, you know.
That's wonderful. Do you have, like, a general phone number?
Yeah,
I'll
give you a number, okay?
Great.
Yeah, 312-603-6268.
Okay, that's 312-603-6268. 6268, right?
Right. But I would ask if they first would be kind enough to try the computer and try, if you look up Irish American Heritage Center or Gaelic Park, it lists all the things going on.
Oh, wonderful.
A lot more detail.
Great, because some of the people in these outlying communities might want to stay local and, you know, go to something in St. Charles or Elmhurst rather than going downtown.
Yeah. All these towns have wonderful things going on that day, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And you're going to be at every one of them, right?
Well, I'm going to try to. Get as many as I can.
You know, I believe that.
I believe you'll hit them all. I really do.
Plus, I have many other ethnic groups I work with, and they all have a lot of things going on that day, too, you know.
What time does the parade from Ireland, what time does that air,
That
would be on Saturday, too, right?
Oh, gosh.
It's Saturday, though, right? It would actually be on St. Patrick's.
It may be on a visual pod where you can just pull it up.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, so you just pull it up anytime.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's what this radio does. It goes onto a pod. So if you want to hear it a week from now, all you have to do is pull up our WWW number, and it's right on there along with the newspaper.
Oh, that's great.
So we keep these. So whatever you said today, remember, we got it.
you're immortalized on our podcast. We're so modern, Pat.
Yeah, you guys are really up on everything. It's amazing. Well, I think it's wonderful what you're doing for the ethnic communities. There's such wonderful events out there, and if more people could share them, I think they'd really enjoy it. Sometimes we travel to other countries to learn about culture, and we have it right here, you know.
Years ago, we first met, Chris and I. That's a lot of years ago now. But I used to kiddingly say, we, like you, traveled a lot. But naturally, you're not doing it all the time. But once in a while, we'd say, well, let's travel the world today. Well, that meant that we would go, like, to Germantown in those days. You'd speak in Dutch.
Right, right.
Then you go from there maybe down to Chinatown.
There you go.
And then across over to, there was a Mexican area on 26th Street.
Nelson, yeah.
Then go and have dinner in the Italian section.
There you go.
You could travel the whole world in one day
in
Chicago.
Yes,
right.
Yes, yes. And
it was just like it was there. I mean, there was no differences.
It's wonderful you take advantage of that, but a lot of people don't realize that. And another thing, with a lot of these ethnic communities, you see some fantastic cultural programs. The beautiful costumes, the beautiful dance, and the people do it because they love it, and they're proud of their heritage, and it's wonderful to share this. It's, like you say, it's like traveling the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's you don't have to leave here at all. You'll see the best of everything.
Right.
And you can meet. I even used to sit and play bocce with a couple of guys.
Oh, really?
And I used to smoke the little stogies.
Okay.
You know the little Italian stogies?
Okay.
And we would sit there half of the afternoon talking, and we'd have a great time.
That's wonderful. So, also, you mentioned about the parade and all that. That will all be listed, be listed in the Tribune and the Sun-Times.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, the big guys will have it.
Yeah. Well, it's been wonderful talking to both of you, and God bless you, and keep up your good work.
Thank you, Pat, and thanks to you so much, really, for helping us out with this particular series and for being a good friend, really.
Thank you.
There's no way that I can ever say thank you enough, and the words just don't fit, for all the things you've done for us over the years to help us and to connect with people so that we could help them possibly. And you're a vital person in this city, and we love you and appreciate you.
Thank you, Fred.
You have a good day now.
Bye-bye.
And have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's such a delightful lady.
Yeah, and she... You know, it was a case of sometimes you just want to get a story about a particular country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she had her ways of kind of helping you a little bit to get that. You know, she wasn't into anything or, you know, trying to get us in someplace. That just, you know, if we want to keep the contour going, she was the person that does it.
Yeah.
And her boss... Miss Pappas.
Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer.
Every week we get the pictures of her, you know, dealing with these ethnic groups.
Uh-huh.
I think it's important because these people need a little self-esteem when they come over here. I mean, you know, everybody says, well, you can't speak the language, or you can't do this, you can't do that. And it must be nice for them to say once in a while, well, you know, somebody appreciated us.
Yes.
So.
Well, it helps them assimilate into the whole culture here while maintaining their heritage
and
background.
most fun things about Chicago is that it has so many different groups, so many different neighborhoods, that, you know, it's just an amazing city. And we all live together, work together. I mean, nobody gets too out of joint because he's this or I'm that, you know. So, very good.
Well, nobody's more energetic than Pat Mahowski and her husband, Harry. In fact, they're great dancers, these two. I forgot to ask Pat if they're planning to do the Irish jig on St. Patty's Day.
Well, you know, Pat's over 21, by the way. I mean, so she's a great dancer. Oh, no, she acts like she's 16, the speed she goes at. But thanks again. And let's all have a good St. Patty's Day and a safe one. So, okay.
Yes, and you know, as Pat was mentioning, too, everybody, and you said this, everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the least likely places that you might think you'd be able to have a nice Irish meal, corned beef and cabbage or Irish stew, are a couple of German restaurants. The Chicago Brauhaus has wonderful corned beef and cabbage all year round, but especially makes extra portions of it, I'm sure, for St. Patrick's Day. The Brauhaus, Chicago Brauhaus, is located at 4732 North Lincoln. That's in Lincoln Square. Their phone number is 773-784-4444. And the Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge on Addison Street at 3454 Addison is offering not only the corned beef and cabbage, but the Irish stew, a couple of other Irish dishes as well. 773-463-1962 is their phone number. So you wouldn't imagine, you know, particularly a German restaurant offering that, but they certainly do get into the whole mood of St. Patrick's Day.
And our number here is 1-708-493-1530. And this is about neighborhoods, so give us a call if you have something to say or want to hear some problem. We'll listen.
We sure will. And just to give people that number again that Pat Mahowski had called in for information about all the different events that go on St. Patrick's Day and the surrounding time period, you can call them at 312-603-6268. And that's Maria Pappas' line, I guess, and they'll give you the right direction to get to the right people. Now, here's the right direction that I need to get into to get myself in gear. Curves. As we all know, I joined up at Curves about a month ago and have yet to go for my first workout, which I'm sorry to say I have not done, but I plan to do this very soon. But for all of you folks who are procrastinators like I am, this is the perfect time to sign up at Curves, because during the month of March, they have a special food drive going on. And it's not too late to get involved in this because it lasts all the way until the end of the month. They have their 9th annual food drive that actually benefits the New Hope Community Food Pantry. If you bring in a bag of groceries to one of the three locations I'm going to give you, and this is a nationwide event, by the way, but the Curves on the northwest side are the ones we're going to be talking about. If you bring in a bag of groceries, they'll waive your sign-up fee for Curves, and that comes to about $120, I believe. So it's a great way to join. Do it for yourself, and yet you're helping people out at the same time, so you can benefit your own health and help other people. But Curves has, of course, the 30-minute workout for women. They're located in Norwood Park at 5854 North Northwest Highway, in Edgebrook at 5354 West Devon Avenue, and in Elmwood Park at 2840 North Harlem. The phone number you want to call to set up an appointment is 773-763-0563. So to prevent future problems as we age, and we all age eventually, and to improve the way you feel today, call Curves. This is the first day of the rest of your life, so begin the right way by calling Curves. They do have gift certificates as well. So that's kind of nice for someone who you'd like to give a gift certificate to, get them started.
Now, this is the time of year to get in shape.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And some of us play golf, tennis, whatever, just get in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time to do it, because spring will be here before we know it.
And you start wearing
and then
those
summer
clothes
comes here.
That show a little more of
it. Chicago usually have 2 days of spring, then it goes to summer. And then you have all summer and one day of fall, and then you're in winter again.
Yes,
so.
right. Oh, well, I recommend this for the ladies, certainly Curves. And, of course, men have different workout avenues that they take, too. But do call Curves at 773-763-0563, and they'll get you signed up, and you get your free enrollment if you bring the groceries in during the month of March.
Very good. Now, that's one more thing For you.
For me.
So we...
To do.
To do. One less excuse.
One less. I know. Even though I signed up, I'm still going to bring in some groceries. It's a good cause. You know, we've got some people that are so important to us out in the community. And, of course, Paul Birch is one of them. And as we mentioned, Birch Optical, Paul Birch, the owner, is going to be on with us next week on the program. They have actually been a family-owned business for three generations. This is their 69th year in business. Birch Optical, located at 5489 North Milwaukee Avenue, that's in Gladstone Park. They honor most major insurance plans. If you mention that you heard them on our program, you'll also receive $25 off on a complete set of eyewear. So that's very important to mention that you heard them here. $25 off on a complete set of eyewear. Fashions have been envisioned there for over three generations, as we said, with professional certified opticians, quality eyewear, contact lenses, eye exams, and you know, all of the accessory items that go with your eyewear. Do call Birch Optical at 5489 North Milwaukee. Their phone number is 773-775-3300. That's 773-775-3300. And as I mentioned, Paul Birch will be with us next week on the show to talk about eye care and eyewear. So it'll be interesting to talk to him.
There's so many things out today in the medical field. It's good to be able to talk to somebody who's an expert at any position because, you know, there's just so much out there. You want to make sure you get the right stuff to do the right job and it doesn't make it worse rather than better.
Yes, and, that's true. And, you know, a lot of times people think, well, gee, I want to wear a particular type of glasses or maybe I want to wear contacts. I have bifocals. I understand that there are bifocal contacts. But certain types of equipment isn't right for everyone. So you want to go to a qualified person like Birch so they can lead you in the right direction and not just fulfill your vanity wishes. You want to make sure your eyes are kept safe.
Right.
It's so important.
Yes, it
and
is.
And have those glaucoma tests.
Well, we had a friend that had a contact lens not long ago. Mm-hmm. Something he did or put something into it.
Mm-hmm.
Just almost exploded his eye. He was just looked terrible.
Yeah,
and he could have lost his vision.
Yes.
Luckily enough, they found the right doctor to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be a little careful because everybody's pushing his product and, you know, well, they're going to say, like, oh, this is the best there is sometimes. But sometimes it also can backfire on you, get hurt, you know.
Yes.
But if you want to get in shape, the Chicago Park District, with their 40 indoor pools, I believe opens on April the 2nd, and that's the beginning session for spring to get into shape and learn how to swim and exercise and all that kind of thing in their pools. And if you're interested, call them at 312-742-5121 and ask for pool units, and they will put you through to somebody to tell you all about their program on pools and, you know, getting in shape and... Again, this is, you know, they got 40 of these pools, so it's not a bad idea.
In fact, I think recently they just had a sign up for people who wanted to be lifeguards, so they may still be offering that.
The Park District is one of the busiest park districts in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
They have all kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
and you should kind of, well, look it up in our newspaper or check in the local neighborhoods where your park is and find out what they're doing.
Sure.
They have extensive programs, really good ones.
They
and,
do.
And people ought to take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. You know, here's something that people still have time to take advantage of. Although the seminars have already begun this week, they will be running through Saturday, the 17th. Chester M. Shabillo, renowned estate planning attorney, and of course we heard him on our program last week talking a little bit about the seminars he gives twice a year. He has five convenient Chicagoland locations, one in Norridge, one in Elmwood Park. The ones that are coming up now that you can still attend are Niles, Chicago, and Des Plaines. So there is still time to get into one of these convenient locations. They have a number that you should call to sign up for these seminars, particularly 800-638-7878. That's 800-638-7878. 7878. And of course, Chester Schabillo has been an estate planning attorney and author for over 35 years and offers a free consultation. These seminars are free. So it's very important that you get in touch and sign up for one of these, because you won't be having them again until the fall. But you can certainly get in touch with them.
Right.
Chester M. Schabillo.
He's a very brilliant man.
Yes, he is. And, absolutely. And these are 90-minute seminars, and they are free. So you can just find out a little bit about what you can expect by an estate plan. Or if you have an existing plan, perhaps have it updated a bit.
We have somebody calling in. Hello? Hello? Yeah, she doesn't want to go by Pat. How about Chris? Hello? You're on the air.
I was speaking.
Chris!
Since you're from Massachusetts, I hope that you can answer this question. How did St. Patrick's Day Parade start in this country? Because I know it didn't, you know, they didn't have any parade like in I don't know what kind of celebration they had in Ireland, but I know it started in the United States, in New York. But what precipitated all this, you know?
Probably.
How did it actually start?
I would just guess people. You know, people get together and say we ought to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how it got going. I came out of Boston, and we had a big parade there. Boston is all split up.
Oh, I like that.
And south of Boston is where all the Irish lived, mm-hmm. and that was called Southie. And if you wanted to have a lot of fun on St. Patrick's Day, you went over there because everybody was Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And you could actually go into anybody's house, just walk down the street. They'd give you a beer, a drink, or whatever you wanted. And it was just one great celebration. But this was kind of a day, I think, back then, was to let people know there are a lot of Irish here. And we do a good job. We work hard. And so we're going to have our day. So
I think there are more.
I don't know
Irish.
The history, really. I could look it up, though, and find out for you.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting. I was going to call the library, but I'll let you do the work. Delegate.
We probably got a quicker way
delegate.
To get it done.
My sister always says delegate.
Delegate, yes.
Delegate.
That's a term we use in management. We will delegate that. That means I'll dump it on somebody's head.
Yeah, well, I think there's more Irish in this country than any other nationality.
Well, the Germans might argue with you.
At one time, there were more Germans. Well, you know, that's what I can't understand. Why aren't there more German restaurants like Mater's in Milwaukee?
Well, I don't. We used to go.
Bergoff.
We used to go to all of those years ago, but you're right; they all went out. I think.
Why?
There's a couple of reasons. I think mom and pop came from Germany, opened up a little restaurant. Worked their tail off for a number of years, had a beautiful restaurant, and then said, okay, let's sell it and we'll get out of here because Junior's going to become a lawyer or a jet pilot or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that happened a lot. I know it happened up like on Devon Avenue.
Okay, well, I want to put in a good word for St. Joseph.
St. Joseph?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. On March 16th, which is Friday, the Scalabrini sisters in Mellis Park are having a spread for St. Joseph's 3 to 9 p.m. That's at 1414 North 37th Avenue.
Yeah, very good.
In Mellis Park. They did so much work so many years
yes.
ago.
Yes.
Well,
you know,
there are an awful lot of churches, of course, as we all know, who have St. Joseph Table, and that's really quite a tradition for St. Joseph's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But we thank you for that, and we hope you enjoy St. Joseph's Day.
Well, I wanted to mention a couple of other ones.
Well,
we got some people
time,
calling in here, Chris.
What are they, St. Joseph ones, or you
St.
have?
St. Joseph.
Huh?
St. Joseph. St.
Yeah.
Domitilla's is having two different programs, Saturday and Sunday, and in Elmwood Park, St. Celestine, they're having a program on March 18th.
Well, that's nice. And we do thank you for calling.
Okay.
You have a good day, and I'll try to figure out about the parades.
Well, Nice. That was nice.
Nice lady. Know. Comes up with a good question. How in the heck do these parades get started?
I know. Here's something interesting that's going to be happening at St. Tecla on the north side of Chicago. They're going to be having their third annual silent auction, so it isn't too late either to sign up for this to obtain your table reservations. The silent auction is going to be on March the 24th. It's going to be an evening celebrating at the Hop, as a lot of us in our age group know about that, with Jitterbug and Bobby Sox and Poodle Skirts. Reservations are $60, $50 only for seniors. So you can call 773-594-9448 and ask for information about buying tickets for that wonderful event. And, of course, it benefits so many wonderful causes. That's the St. Tecla Third Annual Silent Auction and Dinner Dance, 773-594-9448. Mm-hmm.
Well, that last lady had it right about a lot of the ethnic type of restaurants that are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But I know in some areas of the city, the people would come over from the old country. They worked very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not going to let their son or daughter have to do that same kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to bring them up. And you can come up in this country. You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to have any excuse as to why you can't. You can build yourself and go someplace. And a lot of these people, the son or the daughter went off to university, then came back and did other jobs,
mm-hmm.
and they just said, well, it's time to retire. So,
yeah,
just got to give it up.
I think so, too. And then as people's patterns of eating change, too, then, of course, some foods are more popular than others during certain time frames. So you just have to kind of follow the trends.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something that's always popular, though, pizza. No matter what era you grew up in,
pizza.
No matter what part of the world you're in, I'm sure you can find pizza. Edison Park Inn with wood-burning pizza from their wood-burning oven, I should say. Their wood-burning oven pizza. They're open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock. They have a website, so you can look at their entire menu online at edisonparkinn.net. They're located at 6715 North Olmsted in Chicago in Edison Park. They have a full-service lounge with all sporting events on satellite and cable. And, of course, live music, bowling, and a private bowling alley and billiards on the second floor. So for private parties, it's a great spot.
Very
Edison
good.
Park Inn at 6715 North Olmsted, 773-775-1404. Edison Park.
And we have another phone call from, of course, we're calling them all, Patrick. Hello, Patrick. Hello.
This is Jim Delmedico. How are you, sir?
Well, because of a St. Patrick's Day coming, we're calling everybody Pat today. That's why I said, hello, Patrick.
How you doing, St. Pat?
How are you today, Jim?
I'm over here in Edison Park, and I was...
And wonderful family that owns the place.
Nice people.
Yeah.
Love to have them. They really are nice people.
Dennis and his family, his daughter, is great people.
Yes, and where else do you find places anymore with these old-fashioned bowling alleys that, you know, you can hire out for private parties?
Yeah.
You got it.
Uh-huh.
Great place.
Well, Jim, what are you doing these days?
Well, I'm cleaning up around Olmsted. I want to get this cleaned up before all this overgrow. And then working on a parade.
Yeah.
Working on the community projects, working with the schools, you know. We got to get our children ready for the real world and the high-tech society we live in.
Well, it would be nice if parents didn't always, lie to their kids. That's all, there's a very real life out there, and it's very tough. And somebody ought to tell them.
The world isn't playing with video games.
Yeah. Well,
Jim, I have a question, Jim, because you're so instrumental in the cleanup campaign that goes on the 41st Ward, where you're a community rep with Alderman Brian Doherty working with him. Is there a clean and green now for the spring, true, or is that just for the fall?
Of course, I have the kids from Scouts. I have the Scouts, and I have the kids from the surrounding schools almost every weekend helping. If you stay on top of this, it won't get away. And then the mayor's cleanup's going to be in April.
Yes. I'm sitting here laughing. I'm laughing because we're going to print that on the front page in April.
So naturally, I'd be the last to know, right?
Well, hey, now people kid me. Someday I'm going to read that paper. It sounds like a good one.
Maybe we'll get the mayor out.
That would be nice. We'd love to have the mayor.
We'll take him over to the Edison Inn.
Good.
Very good.
Maybe we'll have him on our show, Jim.
Sure.
Yeah, have some good pizza.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I appreciate you calling today.
Oh, God bless you.
You know, you're a hard worker.
You're doing a good job.
Hey, the city needs another 1,000 Jimmys. That's who they need. Guys who get out and get the job done. So
they need a couple of thousand further.
You take care now.
All right. God bless.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jim. And, you know, Jim was just mentioning the Edison Park Inn again. I did forget to mention that the Ringtones are going to be performing there on St. Patrick's Day at the Edison Park Inn.
Very good. Hello, Patrick.
Yes.
Oh, you sound like Patrick.
How are you doing, Fred?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
All right. I was just listening to that last guy say something about the mayor. I'd like to see that.
You want to have the mayor on here, Dave?
Well, no, I'd like to see the mayor out here working.
Wait. They didn't say he was going to work.
They'll pay for that one. They would. Oh, yes. And the other one I heard earlier was the why the ethnic restaurants are leaving, maybe, probably because of what you said, of course, I would imagine, but maybe they got taxed to death.
Yeah,
with all those little...
That could very well be.
I mean, they put out them little businesses with all those nice license fees for everything.
Yeah.
Forget about it. So how's everybody doing today?
Oh, we're good. And how about yourself?
Good, good.
How's everybody over at your place?
Well, not bad. They're all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can we tell that he's going to be the man in the newspaper?
I think so.
We're going to have a column starting next time for all you people. And Patrick over here is going to be in there somehow. So.
And, of course, we all know your name is Mike.
I told you, don't do that.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, Mike is probably the best barber in the country.
Yes.
See, we blew your cover, Mike. So now you've got to be a good guy for the rest of the day. And that's never happened. You know that.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
How are things going up in Edison Park?
Good. Good day.
Yeah. Yeah. We've heard, maybe you can fill us in on this a little bit. I don't want you to get any problems. You do have customers. But is parking getting tougher up there or easier?
Parking is tough. I mean, it always has been over here. More restaurants, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me, you know, I'm caught in a funny world here because, you know, the restaurants do bring people into the area, you know what I mean?
True.
And so that kind of rubs off for the businesses. So I understand, you know, the deal there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a businessman.
That, you know, that doesn't go, but there's abuses over here and, you know,
mm-hmm.
people got to always be on top of it. You can't, you know, let it go for too long, not watching.
That seems to be a big problem over the whole darn city up in the northwest side. Not just where you are, but everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
47th Ward, they have the great things. All you got to do is find out how to get to them.
I remember when one car, maybe three families had a car. Everybody's got a car now, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So it's gotten a lot more cars.
And people don't seem to be as considerate as they used to be.
Oh, you better believe that one. I think over there at the driver's ed and places like that where they teach, you know what I mean? I think they got to hit on that a lot harder.
Yeah.
A lot harder.
Like teach them how to drive. That would be a good thing.
Right from the beginning.
And you know what else? People that walk. I embarrass Chris every so often because I'll be in the parking lot of a big shopping center.
Oh, yeah.
And some old lady walk right in front of me, and I look up, and I stop the car, and I get out, and I say, thank you. I appreciate that. You don't even know me. I'm driving a 4,000-pound automobile here, but you say I'm going to take the chance, and this guy will stop. And I really appreciate you having that kind of confidence in me. And if I should ever miss and kill you, you'll also understand, well, he just didn't put it together right today. Right? There'll be no argument.
One of my other peeves about those parking lots, the big ones, the Jewels and all them, you know, people go through them fast like they're on the regular street.
Right.
You don't get that much time to react to this. You should be going like 5 miles an hour.
Exactly.
Really. But they don't. And they fly through there. And, it's a miracle if more people ain't hitting those parking lots, So they got to watch that. I got a live one in the chair.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. What is he reading to you? Now, the last chapter, this is what we do.
You guys have a good day, all right?
Mike, thanks for calling.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
He is a great guy.
He is.
And, you can't call him an ex-Marine.
Uh-huh.
He was a Marine,
uh-huh.
And he saw a lot of tough things.
Yes.
But you can't call him an ex-Marine.
No,
because he'll beat you up.
There is no ex-Marine. Oh, boy, we all know that.
He's always fun to go to. And I like to sit there because it's like the old, I don't know how to put it, the old-time barbershop. Mm-hmm. We sit around and people talk. And some guys tell you this is no good, and others say, oh, that's great, and this and that. But, it's not one of these come in, we cut you in so many seconds, and you're out the door and kind of thing. It's kind of just a nice atmosphere.
Yes, it is. Yeah, as you say, it's not a salon.
No, it's not.
Or a styling parlor.
I had a guy. I got a haircut downtown years ago, and I had a fellow call over his assistant. And he says, "See, this man has perfect protein." And I looked at him and I said, "You're probably right." I got up, put my coat on, and left. I just can't put up with that kind of thing, but. That's the way it is. Mike's is a good place, and Mike is a good guy. He's got a brother there that's just absolutely his fun guy. Does a great, great job on cutting.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear the latest scuttlebutt, you go to Mike's. Hey, there's always some. Not Mike. The people that are sitting around.
Right.
They're talking.
Well, it's like the old beauty parlor, barbershop type of.
Yeah, where you get the
people come
local
in and air their grievances
kind of
or talk about what's going on in the neighborhood.
Right.
And that's where you find out the real news of what's going on.
Usually you do.
Yes.
These are people, I always kid now about television.
Uh-huh.
If I feel in a Democratic mood tonight, I put on Fox.
Mm.
But if I want to see if the other guys are winning too, then I put on CNN. But that's ridiculous. Why don't we have a media in this country that says, hey, guess what? This is exactly the way it is.
Uh-huh.
Not... this is what I think of.
Yeah.
Yes. So, it's when you're in the barbershop, you'll have guys that'll say, this is what I feel.
Yes.
Nobody's paying me for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You feel somehow uninhibited,
But, it's been a busy day. Old St. Pat has got a lot of things going around here. A
lot of things going on.
And St. Jerome's also. That lady was so
St.
nice. St. Joe.
Joseph Stapleton.
What I say, Jerome, I'm sorry. It was St. Joe.
Mm-hmm. St.
And
Joseph.
He was the, he is the patron saint for Italy.
Mm.
And from what I'm told, he was a great man and a very hardworking type of person. And each country has its own patron saint.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the one for Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, is this the same Saint Joseph, who is the father of Christ, or because there are several Saint Josephs, so I'm not quite sure.
You got me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody can call us in and straighten us out on that one.
Yes,
I don't know.
I mean, I had always assumed that, but I don't know because I think we were checking into the heritage of another saint not too long ago, and there were several. And I can't remember who that was we were talking about.
Saints have never been my strong suit.
Well,
so I don't know.
We probably haven't known an awful lot of them in our lifetime.
I know I haven't.
Not personally. Here's a guy who could probably qualify as a saint for the work that he does, a caring concept to help you be at home. They're number one with immediate and personal response to your needs. Their goal is to meet your needs by providing experienced, referenced caregivers. They have homemaker companions, certified nurses aides, private duty aides. They try to always place caregivers who share your concern for the comfort, well-being, and happiness of those that they serve. They have short or long-term types of service for you, daytime, nighttime, 7 days a week. Their agency is licensed, bonded, and insured. There's no contract required. So do call A Caring Concept to help you be at home if you're perhaps recovering from surgery, if you're disabled at all and need a little extra help. A Caring Concept at 773-539-6600. They also have a website where you can find out more about them, acaringconcept.com. That's acaringconcept.com, 773-539-6600. And a good friend of ours, Leonard Zielinski of Nelson Funeral Homes, was on the radio with us a few weeks ago telling us a little bit about his services. Nelson Funeral Homes has two convenient home-like comfortable locations, one in Park Ridge on Talcott at 820 Talcott. Number is 847-823-5122, and one in Andersonville in Chicago at 5149 North Ashland. They're inviting you to call in for pre-arrangement information at no obligation. They have all price ranges that they can discuss with you. They have traditional services, memorial celebrations, cremation options, and, of course, the pre-planning we had mentioned. You can call them at 847-823-5122 or visit them online at nelsonfunerals.com. 847-823-5122 or nelsonfunerals.com.
We all have a good week and have a lot of fun on St. Patty's Day, but be careful. You can't use St. Patrick as an excuse if you drive and you're under the influence. So be very, very careful, but have a good time. And you can do that. You can do that. You don't have to drive drunk to have fun.
No.
So, but happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day and happy St. Joseph's
Day. And St. Joseph's Day.
Next week, Birch Optical will be with us, Paul Birch.